Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back for another week of news here on Summit in 6. Winter storms churned through the Wasatch this past week, so for those powder hounds out there, we hope you're getting some great skiing and riding in. In today's episode, we're going to cover the latest info from UDOT on the Kimball Junction Interchange Project, announce some appointments to our Board of Health, share Council's decision regarding the Maverick Gas Station project near Quinns Junction, and hear from the County Clerk about how this year's presidential primary elections went. All right, let's get into the news.
This week's council meeting kicked off with an update from UDOT on the Kimball Junction Interchange Project. UDOT representatives summarized their most recent progress on the Environmental Impact Statement, also referred to as EIS. But before we get into the weeds of it, let's take a step back and reiterate what this project is all about. Building a gateway corridor into the Park City and Snyderville Basin area that is safe, efficient, and comfortable for all users, whether that be in a car, bus, bicycle, or on foot. We are working towards a solution that would accomplish the following. We want to find out ways that we could use less vehicle queuing on I-80, which means fewer crashes and saved lives. We're also looking for a more comfortable pedestrian connection to neighborhoods on both sides of SR 224, which would create a more livable community. And finally, we are looking for faster access to resorts and other destinations in the Wasatch Back, which would mean more economic development and tourism, and as a result, a successful 2034 Olympics.
The study began in 2020, and as of this March 2024, UDOT has published the Alternatives Development and Screening Report online, and they're asking for input on each of the alternatives they propose. So this means they're looking for guidance on what options move forward, are eliminated, or are revised to best serve the community. UDOT is planning to wrap up the study at the end of this year. The detailed evaluation is included in the draft EIS. And all of this is available online at summitcounty.info/KimballEIS. Now keep in mind that Alternative B, the grade-separated intersections with frontage roads, didn't continue into this next phase of planning. However, we still want to know if there's aspects from that proposed plan that you liked. For instance, maybe you liked the grade-separated fly-under, the public area connecting the neighborhoods, or something else. This is your time to share your thoughts.
And a quick note about the public comments. We hope everybody takes the time to weigh in. You can submit your feedback online about different aspects of each design alternative at summitcounty.info/KimballEIS. Making comments to the county or anywhere else, like on social media, will not be included in the official UDOT record. So it's very important to go to that link that we are sharing. We also want to be clear. This comment opportunity is not a vote, and we won't be tallying the number of times a person likes an alternative or not. UDOT is looking for the public to identify characteristics of all alternatives that they'd like to see for the final design and evaluation. So once again, if you want your voice heard, please go to summitcounty.info/KimballEIS.
So before we close out on this topic, I know we've gotten into the details of it. It's important to note that Summit County is requesting that UDOT add the Kimball Junction Interchange Project to the Statewide Transportation Improvement Program. It's also called STIP. That would mean that this project would get funding and plenty of time for design and construction prior to the 2034 Olympic Games. So this is why your comments are really important and have an impact on whether or not this project gets added to the Transportation Improvement Program. And it really needs to be added. This is such an essential project in our area. So once again, if Isaac didn't drive it home already, you can visit summitcounty.info/KimballEIS. to read more about the project and submit your comments.
Also at Council this week, we had some Board of Health reappointments. So congratulations to Alyssa Golding and Chris Cherniak. Thanks for your continued service. And we also want to congratulate the newly appointed Michelle Downard and Stephen Trapp. All of these terms will expire December 31st, 2026. The council also approved the permit for Maverick to build a gas station with a convenience store near the Queens Junction interchange off I-40, exit number 4.
And lastly, during manager's comments, Summit County Clerk Eve Furse went over the presidential primary elections that took place this Tuesday, March 5th. She took some time to clarify why the Democratic Party nomination process was through an election process, which is mail-in ballot, in-person voting, ballot drop box voting, run through the county clerk's office, and the Republican Party chose to hold and run their own presidential preference poll through their in-person caucus. Let's hear from Eve.
Because I know there's some continuing confusion about why there was a Democratic election and a Republican caucus for determining the presidency and what the difference is in that. So I'll just say that briefly. The parties have the choice about how to conduct their primaries. The Democratic Party chose to conduct their decision with respect to presidential candidates through an election process. The Republican Party made a decision to choose their presidential candidate through a caucus process. When the election process is chosen, the county clerks and the lieutenant governor's office make that happen. When a caucus method is chosen, the party makes that happen. So that's why there has been the county sent out Democratic ballots and not Republican ballots. And that's also why we did not actively put out information about the Republican caucus and its results, because it's not our information. So we've tried to provide that information as far as where the caucus was and how the events differed for the public so that they could understand that. But that's sort of the choices of the parties, as primaries really are the province of the parties.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.